You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood, thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend. I am too, out of Las Vegas today, and the Robert Scott Bell Show continues. And of course, the Healing Revolution happens every Friday. And Don, we got a Healing Revolution discussion with Dr. King today. I think it's real appropriate based on what the government has done. Did you see the horrific images they want to put on cigarette cartons and packets?
Yeah, you know, I saw this story several months ago.
Yeah.
And at the time, they had it was like 70 different possibilities of images they were going to use, and they've narrowed it down, I think, to 8 now.
8 from 70. So these are graphic images they pulled from Jason Friday the 13th movies, isn't it?
Something like that. They're absolutely ridiculous. And I mean, if they're wanting to get across the point that cigarettes can kill you, they've definitely figured out how to do that.
Well, yeah, imagery. But think about it this way. People are so desensitized to graphic, violent imagery that I don't think it's going to dissuade many people at all. In fact, it might even encourage teens that love slasher movies to take up smoking.
Absolutely. Yeah, I could see some of the teenagers today, if they were going to buy a pack of cigarettes and they could get the pack of cigarettes that wasn't terribly graphic and get the one with the skull and crossbones on it or something really gory, I think it could have the opposite effect.
Yeah, the new collectors. We used to collect wacky packages when I was a kid in the 70s. You remember wacky packages?
Absolutely.
You know,
I did the same thing.
And they were like, there were some graphic images. Of course, they were cartoon-like and funny, but I think now those could be the new wacky packages and it'd be the wacky weed, but the least of which, and we're going to cover this with Dr. King a little later in the Healing Revolution, the least of which the ingredients in a tobacco cigarette may in fact be tobacco.
So what you're saying is you could see kids saying, hey, I'll trade my toe tag for your autopsy.
Exactly, the images. We have it linked up today at the Robert Scott Bell Show blog at robertscottbell.com, so you can actually see these images. They're not lovely, but again, any teenage slasher flick has much more graphic images, and it doesn't faze the teenagers at all. I mean, I remember as a kid, one of the scariest movies was The Exorcist. You remember that, Don?
I do.
Yeah, The Exorcist. And I remember watching it. It was the first time when they had cable come out. My dad was so proud. We had cable. We can actually watch movies in here. And, you know, my dad, they were pretty, they'd allow me to watch some nasty stuff. But I tended to take the cartoon view of it. I thought it was kind of funny because even as a kid, I could see the effects were cheesy. Although a buddy of mine who I've known since I was a little kid, still friends with him, he ran home. He was so scared. I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But nowadays, you have a show like The Exorcist or Kid. It's like, that's mild compared to what you see in the cartoon.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah. That's absolutely nothing compared to what's out today.
Yeah. So things have changed a lot in that imagery. Don, have you ever heard, you remember we used to first talk about cigarettes. We've been at this for so many years on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Had you ever heard of, or anybody mentioned in the media that tobacco may be one of the least ingredients in a tobacco cigarette?
I have heard that, as a matter of fact. In fact, I think the list of ingredients is close to somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually closer to 4,000. And we'll talk to Dr. King about that. But when you think about that, I know people have always been shocked because every time I cover the topic of smoking cigarettes, I say, listen, if you were actually smoking tobacco, it wouldn't be so bad. And it freaks people out, right? Well, you're a health show, Robert. You're all into health and healing. It's like, dude, I'm more concerned about pesticides than tobacco. But people aren't smoking tobacco unless you get them on a really organic tobacco product that has no additives, which at that point you'll smoke less and you won't have all the toxic components that are in addition to the tobacco. And I think that's a radical perspective to take for a so-called health show.
Well, it is. But, I mean, you're right. The tobacco companies, and, you know, this has been exposed. There's been documentaries on it about the things that are in cigarettes. And it's interesting, I think, that, you know, just recently they came out with that formaldehyde is a cancer-causing carcinogen.
That's
and
right.
Formaldehyde is one of those awesome ingredients that are in cigarettes. You know, is there a coincidence there?
Yeah, well, we talk about carcinogens. That's right. I also say that if they were people were smoking real tobacco, and I mean that, just you grow the tobacco, you do what you do to make it dry or whatever and put it in a cigarette, you're not going to see the levels of cancer associated with it. Now, I'm not a big fan of heating up air and breathing into the lungs. I don't think that's a good idea. But add to it 3,800 chemicals? Nah, no, not a big fan of that either. So my argument is that, listen, if you still want to smoke, and there are people that want to, honestly, okay? I'm not here to compel them not to. Obviously, you make your own decision. But if you're going to, choose something that's not going to just destroy you every time you inhale in the same way, and you won't get that same level of destruction with just pure tobacco.
This is true. And I think the other part of the debate over the warning labels is, and I've heard this from numerous people, that cigarettes and the tobacco is now regulated and controlled by the FDA. So the question is, why is the FDA wanting to put these graphic warning labels on a product that basically, I mean, in simple terms, is approved by the FDA?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
We are the Food and Drug Administration. We're here to protect you, right? But here are these cigarettes that are going to kill you. And, well, we'll let you have them, but you're going to have to look at ugly pictures in order to get them.
And at the same time, we're going to raise the taxes on the cigarettes by $1 a pack.
Yeah, which is why I say they really don't want you to stop smoking. I mean, you know,
tax revenue. There's huge profits that the government gets from the sale of cigarettes. So it's one of those things when you take a very simplistic look at the equation. We want to regulate tobacco. We're going to tax the tobacco.
Yeah.
We need that money, which ironically is used to pay for health insurance for kids. And now we're going to put graphic labels on it because we want you to quit. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it's a scam. It's a ruse. And if we look at what they should be doing, if it worked even, put graphic images on the FDA-approved drugs and show people what the drugs are doing. That might be something I can get behind. Not that it will affect people, as I said, because most Americans are so desensitized to these graphic images that it's not the most efficient means by which you can dissuade people from using it. But as we know, the FDA does not want to dissuade you from using the drugs that they approve any more than they really want to dissuade you from the tobacco that they now regulate, which is not tobacco.
Well, and you've got an FDA-approved drug that can give you cancer. And what do they put on that? A black box warning. Here's cigarettes, and they say can give you cancer, and they want to put a picture of an autopsy on it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't match up.
No, I mean, what would they put on the imagers? I mean, a black box would not be sufficient enough, as you say, a coffin or, you know, a cremation, a crematorium, if you want to go cremated. I mean, the thing is, the drugs are inducing death far more widely than the tobacco cigarettes that are not tobacco.
The number they like to throw around, 443,000 people die from cigarette smoking every year. How many other things are killing 10 times that many people a year?
And you know why? In addition to the assault of heated toxic chemicals, the cadmium in the cigarettes. Remember, cadmium is a known part of the ingredients. It depletes your body rapidly of selenium, and so you could argue people are not dying of cigarettes; they're dying of selenium deficiency and all the things that come from that. But they're not going to acknowledge that because the FDA. I mean, Jonathan Emore, our good friend, has fought them 6-7 times and beaten them on the issue, and they still don't want you to know what selenium does in protecting you from cancer.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't know. This labeling thing is crazy. You know, there was a story came out yesterday, I think it was, that was saying that sitting causes cancer.
Yeah.
Sitting too much will give you cancer. So where's the warning label for chairs or couches? You know, I mean, maybe we should put, like, labels with cracked skulls and fractured limbs on bicycles or something.
Yeah, don't sit here.
No, it just doesn't make any sense. Where's the graphic image on the box of fries from McDonald's?
Well,
you can make this as silly as possible, but really, you know, it's hypocritical. It's hypocritical what it is that they're doing. And I don't know. We'll see how this turns out. Is it going to get people to smoke less? The statistic that they've given is that they think by 2013 it's going to cut cigarette smoking in half. I don't see it happening.
No, what they'll end up doing is cutting the cigarettes in half because of inflation, and they'll charge you the same amount of money for it. That's what's going to happen. They're going to price it out of the market, and they're not doing that on purpose. But the end result of the economy of scale, if you will, is you've seen how much they tax the cigarettes as well as the cost and the inflation of the Fed. It's just going to be cost prohibitive. You're going to die of starvation because you won't be able to afford food and cigarettes. You know, right now you can sort of play around and afford, I guess, both, although maybe not a lot of either. But, you know, cutting cigarettes in half, smoking in half, it's because inflation will end up changing this around, and then you'll have to grow your own.
Maybe Congress needs a warning label, right?
Yeah, there you go.
This organization will start wars, take away your liberty, force you into poverty, inflate your currency, and drive you into debt.
Now, yeah, you've nailed that one. That is indeed what's happened here. So I think the end result, of course, if you grew your own tobacco, they'd come after you as well. They don't want you to grow hemp. They don't want you to grow anything that can actually be helpful to you. And quite honestly, there are a lot of B vitamins in the tobacco plant. It's a nutritional plant. It could be utilized as medicine, in fact. Mm-hmm. The Native Americans.
That's right. It has been for years. You know, the Indians have smoked tobacco for years, and I could be mistaken, but I haven't seen any statistics showing high rates of lung cancer in Indians because they've smoked tobacco in their peace pipe.
No, you're right. That was the big issue as well that I've said over the years. If it were tobacco, it'd be one thing, but it's not. So when they're going after cigarette smoking, they're not really. They're going after what, you know... Actually, I don't know what they're going after anymore. I think they're out of their minds.
Special interests, Robert.
Yeah,
it's special interest groups that are getting involved in this equation, and it really doesn't make any sense because if they ban cigarettes, then we're talking a whole lot of money that the government is not going to have, and they're not going to part with that money. So it's almost like what they're doing is just trying to appease, you know, the special interest groups that want to, you know, make tobacco. You know, the fall guy.
Well, the healing revolution is all about tackling some of these tough topics. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Dr. Frank King, and we're going to go into that. Anybody want to learn what you can do to detoxify from the effects of tobacco that's not tobacco smoke? Or, you know, and maybe even want to quit. If you want to quit, we're going to help you do that. But even if you don't, we're going to talk about ways to detox so that it minimizes the damage to you. Because I'm all about healing no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're addicted to. If we can minimize that, there are ways to do so. And most people are not aware of those ways, particularly in the energetic and homeopathic realm. So, Don, yeah, help me. Thank you for helping me kick off the Healing Revolution Friday. We've got one more segment coming up. Before we go to my good friend, Dr. Frank King, we've got a phone call waiting that Don says it's a good one. Someone who's been through a surgical procedure for Crohn's disease. Oh, my gosh, I warned you. But if you're a new listener, you have a good excuse. So stay with me. We got lots of healing to go. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, we are going to be talking more cigarettes, addiction, tobacco, all that stuff with Dr. Frank King. So tell all your friends who are smokers or addicted to anything. There's going to be some good stuff coming up shortly on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But there's good stuff now. There's good stuff all the time. It's just different a little bit. Mix it up as well. And I'm grateful for all of you who are calling in. We're trying to get to all the calls as we can at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Also want to welcome all my new listeners from the Savage Nation. Last night did a little riff on the farmers who can't sell cherries if they link to the science, referencing the issue of gout, arthritis, and cherry juice. And Michael Savage, good guy to have me on to talk health, freedom, and healing in that way. Thank you, and I'm welcoming all of my new listeners here to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The water's warm. Come on in. Go to robertscottbell.com. Also, if you're new, sign up where you're listening. A lot of you are listening through naturalnewsradio.com. Naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email address right in there. You'll get daily email updates with lots of good information, lots of great news stories or bad news stories that we're going to cover in ways that they'll never carry anywhere else or never talk about anywhere else this way. So glad you're on board with me. And speaking of callers, of course, we have one. In fact, Don tells me Desiree's calling in. More gastrointestinal health. This is a rather interesting one, I understand, Don. Surgery related. So go ahead and run that.
Oh, hi. My name is Desiree, and I love your show. Thank you so much for being on the air every day. It helps me immensely. In February, I had a big surgery, sadly, of Crohn's, and I was basically down to 89 pounds, just like Jordan Rubin there. It was pretty bad, and I had to take surgery. I am now doing really great. I'm back up to 120 pounds. I was like 89 or something. But this is my question. I'm right now taking omega-3 oils, vitamin D, probiotics, my calcium every day. And I'm just wondering what else I can add to that. I never eat processed food. I eat two salads a day. You know, I'm making all the right choices, eating organic when I can. But after the surgery, still not quite right in terms of bowel movements, I guess, and I'm just wondering what else you can suggest to help me along to recover and never ever deal with this again. So thank you and have a great day and keep up the good work. Bye.
Well, thank you, Desiree, for calling in a few months post-op in this case, gastrointestinal. Remember, I talk about these things. I'm not kidding. There are people out there and many people in this audience may have been subjected to gastroenterological terrorism. In dealing with Crohn's disease or other things, the colorectal surgeons start cutting on it. And, of course, never addressing the underlying cause, which is what we talked about even yesterday with guess who? Dr. Fred Pescatore, right? Dr. Fred's awesome. And so I would encourage you to read his book, Boost Your Health through Boost Your Body with Bacteria and many other things. Also, you know what? One other thing I want you to do, Desiree, since you're maybe a new listener, is to go back on our Healing Revolution Fridays. We did a series, maybe 3 or 4 weeks in a row. Dr. King and I focused very detailed on the gastrointestinal tract from mouth to anus. Let's just say it all the way down. A lot of issues that we addressed homeopathically, and so you do have, you know, you're doing a lot of good things based on what you're telling me here, but homeopathy is not part of any of what you're doing. So that's the big missing element here, I see, of all of it. Now, if I run through, I was taking notes as I was listening. You're doing omega-3s, good. Doing vitamin D. I don't know how much, but, do it reasonably. And, of course, get some sun exposure. I love it in the summer months if you're in the northern hemisphere, which it sounds like you are, Desiree. Get sun exposure and don't wash it off with soap right away. You know, allow it to, you know, rinse yourself off in the shower. Do the body parts that you need to clean more diligently, of course. But the conversion of the vitamin D takes some time as well. I guess I haven't mentioned that. I was talking to Joe Mercola a couple of years ago about that at one of the medical conferences he was studying on that. It's like, always impressive when these guys and gals out there that are pushing the envelope, getting information no one else seems to be getting. Probiotics, of course, but we have to have the terrain. We've got to heal the terrain. Have you done the silver intestinal protocol yet? I don't know. That may be a good thing to do to heal the tissue that is likely inflamed a little bit from the surgery. Now, later, actually tomorrow, I've got a plan. I'm going to be talking with Dr. Benjamin Thurman. I met him at the Survivalist Conference. He's a cool doc, and he's got a way, a method to address scar tissue that already exists, but might not be able to deal with it intestinally, more superficially. However, having said that, the homeopathic Thuja, homeopathic Silicea in particular, silica, which is what we talked about with Dr. Christopher Barr. Okay, not a doc. I know. I joke with him. He's smarter than most docs, so what can I say? He's done his diligence. So the silicon to help restore integrity to the connective tissue, the homeopathic Silicea, or if you could find scar tissue remedies, homeopathic, that would be great as well. We talked about the silver and aloe, of course, already. The probiotics, yes. Calcium. Now, go back and listen to my interview recently. Get all of these archives up at naturalnewsradio.com. For backup to that, because there were times where I've been hearing a lot when somebody goes on vacation, which somebody's allowed to go on vacation. If it's not up one day, don't worry. It's okay. It'll get up eventually. But there's also a backup location, askrsb.podbean.com. In case you can't find a particular archive, you may be able to find it there, askrsb.podbean.com, just as a second option. But calcium, overconsumption of calcium, not always the best thing. And if we want to, you know, work toward normalization of a lot of the smooth muscles as well, calcium may not be the right thing. In fact, we might be looking more at magnesium in this case. And you know, on yesterday's show, we even covered that study about calcium. They admit it's not the thing for even osteoporosis, but they say, no, we're going to keep doing it anyway. Don't listen to them. They're 20, 30 years behind. Even when they catch up, they're still in a state of denial. But that's how modern science is. And Desiree, yeah, so I'm glad you called. So normalizing bowel movements, again, the homeopathics, I think, are going to be key to restore function because there's obviously a lot of things they messed up in there. But I would look for the homeopathic remedies Dr. King and I were talking about over that 3 or 4 week cycle. Just go back. I apologize. I don't have the dates in front of me. There's so much I'm trying to keep up with here. Special interviews conducting out here in Las Vegas for the Natural Products Association Exposition. All the health food stores from around the country, a lot of them anyway, are here. So lots of cool stuff happening. We'll be having a lot of great interviews. And by the way, my show on GCN Sunday will have a lot of special interviews conducted specifically at the NPA Las Vegas show. So there's a lot of fun to come. I don't want to shortchange you, Desiree, with your call either. And, you know, if I was to pick up one single remedy from what you're telling me, I would probably use Baptisia tinctoria, but Baptisia, B-A-P-T-I-S-I-A. Look at that as a homeopathic medicine single remedy. But then again, a lot of these are complex, comprehensive issues. That's why one single remedy in this case may not be adequate. So when you go back and give a listen to those archives with Dr. King's Healing Revolution with me when we did these gastrointestinal discussions, I think you're going to find a lot of great information to get you the next level. And, of course, you've gone from 89 pounds to 120, so your direction is very good. Great essential fats. I love coconut oil. If you're not doing organic virgin coconut oil, that is a great source of fat as well. And hopefully you're able to digest it if they didn't take too much of your digestive system out. But it sounds like, again, if you've gained weight, that means you're absorbing something, and that's a real good sign. But remember, as with Crohn's, as with anything else, these gut inflammatory bowel conditions, whatever, we've got to reduce inflammation. We've done it so many times in so many ways. We've talked about it so many times in so many ways. Hopefully you'll give a listen to those shows that you've missed, and you'll be up to speed in no time at all. In fact, in that way, you'll also learn in detail about the silver aloe protocol that I still get calls on all the time. We're going to need to set up a separate hotline, or as I think I mentioned, I'll have to do a separate one-hour show that we can have for download that's just all about that with all the questions that I'm getting on it. In fact, I did get a call about the silver aloe protocol where we do the silver hydrosol, the aloe vera, and the probiotics, and someone said, can you use it when you have diarrhea? Well, quite honestly, it's possible that you can get diarrhea temporarily when you're on it because you're going to have some potential die-off. The bad guy is going to be cleansed out, and that's not a bad thing. We're not talking profuse diarrhea where you're leading to dehydration, but a little bit, no big deal. And in fact, in a lot of these cases, you're going to rebalance. The silver hydrosol has been used in severe diarrheal diseases, even in Africa, and it stopped something that would be deadly, in fact. There. So I know I'm no problem with someone with diarrhea doing it, but of course we want to replenish, just as we talked about with Dr. Fred Pescatore, the probiotic colonies, if you will, the pre and probiotics. We use the Dr. O'Hara's, and that's where you'd call Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com at 866-424-1077. Once again, robertscottbell.com. You can sign up for email alerts there, as well as naturalnewsradio.com. It is the Healing Revolution Friday. We've got a lot of kicking, you know what, to do with my good friend, Dr. Frank King from King Bio, after this message. And then we also have a great doctor coming on, first-time interview. And we're going to go into some law of the terrain. We're going to talk some great stuff, including removing scar tissue safely. Wow, cool stuff on tap today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back with it.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Worried about how you'll pay for retirement? Even if you haven't saved a dime, there's a way to trade up to a better life when you retire. The experts don't tell you because there's no money in it for them. But thousands of people rescue their retirement this way every year. You can too at GoRetireBetter.com. David and Ann from North Carolina did it. He had a computer job. She was a secretary. They worked hard, saved, but still, they didn't have enough to last long term. So they rescued their retirement, just like you can, at GoRetireBetter.com. Today, they live like the upper crust in a three-bedroom home with a pool. They eat out all the time, go to concerts, take trips to the beach. They don't worry anymore about outliving their nest egg. Find out how they did it at GoRetireBetter.com. That's GoRetireBetter.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Once again, it's time for the Healing Revolution on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And who joins us every week for that? Of course, it's Dr. Frank King from King Bio. And Dr. Frank King, man, oh man, look what the government is trying to do now. They're trying to splash graphic, horrible images on cigarette packs as if that's going to stop people from smoking. Now, I think they've been so desensitized from horror movies that those pictures are quite tame compared to what you see in the movies.
Oh, man. You know, I'm looking at that. It's just you're very unique. The issue is, you know, they're really not smokers out there. You know, the smoke actually comes from the lit end of the cigarette, Robert.
Yeah.
And they're the suckers at the other end.
Yeah, exactly. The suckers that are willing to do it. Now, I've argued, Dr. King, for many years that if we just had tobacco, like, you know, the Native Americans used to put in their peace pipes, whatever, it was just tobacco. I'm not talking about any additives, the chemicals, all the other stuff that we'll get into here, that we wouldn't be having this level of addiction nor cancer. And I'm not here advocating smoking in any way. Don't get me wrong. But the reality is we've known and you've known for years, we're talking about toxicology here. That what is in tobacco smoke, maybe tobacco is the least of all the things in there.
Oh, gunpowder. How about that? I love that one. It makes the cigarette burn faster. And that's why, you know, if you had a cigar that or, you know, it's all natural and you just light it and then set it down, it'll go out.
Yes.
But if a cigarette, you know, you set it down, it continues to burn. Talk about what's burned a lot of houses down.
Right.
And people in them. You know, it's the gunpowder that they put in this tobacco to have it burn faster, so you finish it, so you want to get you need to get another one quickly.
Yes.
Plus, it adds another realm of toxicity and addiction to this whole smoking issue.
Yeah, years ago, I covered this story and found out that some had actually done tests. Like, there was a story of one man who had gotten in as a reporter to do some kind of journalism, that he got special access to an area where they don't let anybody in the tobacco producing, you know, like big tobacco, right? So in one of those, I don't even remember which one it was, R.J. Reynolds, who knows? And he went in, they actually had to put on a full paper suit because it was a clean room. And when they did, they were investigating where they were actually making the papers, you know, that they roll the tobacco cigarettes in for the big tobacco.
Yes.
And the guy said afterwards, hey, do you mind if I keep my, paper suit as a souvenir? It's kind of a keepsake. And they allowed him to do it. And he went out and had it analyzed at a very high level lab. And you know that they found trace amounts of opium in the paper? What does that tell you about the not tobacco aspect of this, that there are so many other things that are creating addictions that are beyond even the so-called illicit drugs?
Well, you know, you can get this online, Robert, but if you Google, you know, chemicals in tobacco, there has been studies done. They've totaled up. They've found approximately 3,800 different human-made chemicals in tobacco.
Wow. 3,800. So when I say that tobacco may be the least of the ingredients, I'm not exaggerating.
Yeah, it could be an inactive.
Yes.
It is something that it's shocking when you think, why in the world are they putting all these chemicals in the tobacco? Makes you think about and some logical factors begin to arise out of that.
Yes.
You know, and they're saying a lot of people are really more addicted. You know, they say it's, you know, the addiction of tobacco is worse than heroin.
Yes, I've heard that as well. And, you know, it explains the 3,800 additional chemicals, including maybe trace amounts of opium as well. And when we see these government efforts, I mean, you know, you talk about do-gooders in government, right? They want to let's reduce the amount of smoke. They can't really want people to smoke less because they make so much tax revenue on them. So they're literally, this is an ineffectual attempt to just pretend that they're doing something. Because wouldn't you say if they were legitimate about doing something, they would say, well, can we remove 3,799 of the chemicals and leave just the tobacco and see what happens? Might that be a good step?
I think it's a great step. The worst of the offenders here are the lights. You know, the people wanting to quit, I'm going to go to smoking light cigarettes. There's actually more human-made chemicals found in the light cigarettes than the standard cigarettes.
Yeah, that, and of course that gives people, you know, I guess the need to even do more to get that fixed, so to speak, if it is indeed light in any way. Now, we know that the burning of let's say fuel, if you will, and inhaling the vapor from it, if you will, or the outgas of it, it's probably not a good idea, even if it's not, you know, filled with 3,800 chemicals. That's one of the reasons why I never was drawn into any kind of smoking, because I was just like, I couldn't conceive of breathing in smoke of any kind. It just didn't make sense to me. I realized that there are physiological shifts, emotional shifts, there are other things related to addiction that we're going to talk about today. But the idea here is not just the heat that's causing injury now. We've got toxicological assault being absorbed through the alveoli, the lung tissue, into the blood, carried all over the body, creating all kinds of toxicological havoc. And this is part of the cancer creation.
Exactly. You know, I really question if the natural cigarettes are really that big of a problem at all. You know, I think it is definitely the, if you wanted to take a shift, don't go to lights. Go to natural cigarettes that have no chemicals in them.
Yeah. The Native American tobacco, I think there are some companies that are doing organic tobacco with no additives, and people aren't as addicted to them. They smoke less of them. And, you know, I've helped a lot of people off of the harsh things. Now, obviously, we'd like to see them come off of the cigarettes altogether and get rid of the addiction. But that's what the healing revolution is about, bringing new ideas and new methods and new substances and energies to help people overcome the addiction.
Yes. You know, I found people that really have difficulty getting off cigarettes, I switched them over to the all natural cigarettes.
Yes.
Which and then over time, it may, you know, there it actually becomes much easier for them to quit.
Yeah, I've seen the same thing. I'm glad we're on the same page as usual there, and then we can transition them. But here's where people don't realize when they talk about the patch and the this and the hypnosis and all these things that may or may not work for them. The reality is we have to address the toxicological accumulation that is also part and parcel to this chemical physical addiction. I mean, there are other emotional elements we can address too, but we have got to pull out the poisons. And homeopathy, again, uniquely suited to help the body to do just that.
Exactly. We've been working with the homeopathics and have done so well, been very successful using the homeopathics in a number of ways in relation to smoking addiction. It actually, there's with the right combination of ingredients, you can actually address what I call a number of issues associated with smoking. The first one is addiction. It helps to break the addiction. It, you know, when you're craving a cigarette, take a spray of the homeopathic. It really does help, you know, the majority of people.
Yeah, it kind of eases that desire. I mean, people can't explain it. It's not like you're drugging them to undrug or undo the habit, but literally, it's just like, wow, the craving's dissipating. It's an amazing thing to witness.
It is. Now, you know, it doesn't mean you don't need any willpower, obviously.
Yes.
You want to have some, you know, get your logic in mind here and set to quit. And, you know, I always say it's much more, you know, fun to breathe oxygen than it is to breathe tobacco once you get used to it again.
Yeah, exactly. So when we talk about producing homeopathic medicines like curing like, we can actually take the smoke, if you will, of any number or all the cigarettes combined and then convert it via, you know, serial dilution and succussion, and we can start counteracting all the brands out there simultaneously. Have you done something like that?
Yes. You know, along with a number of ingredients in homeopathy, from, you know, nicotine to a lot of the – there's some really good herbs that we use that in the homeopathic that helps control the cravings for tobacco. We also have ingredients in there for just plain general addictive personalities, even help in that realm, as well as the symptoms of quitting, you know, such as the irritability and the anxiety and nervousness, you know, when you do quit, say, oh, I'm just, nobody likes me when I'm not smoking.
Right, right.
So, you know, we can address those symptoms and address those mental, emotional edginess that you get when you're quitting. Then there's also remedies in there to deal with, you know, the symptoms of smoking itself, such as, you know, the weight on the chest, the smoker's cough, the difficulty breathing, the labor breathing, the hoarseness of the voice.
Right.
To deal with the broad spectrum of symptoms that is caused by smoking, including the heart disease.
Sure.
And so that's really helping regenerate. Now, then the The fourth arena of treatment, homie, that is, can be done homeopathically, is the toxicity.
Yes.
And what we have done is actually artificially had these different types of cigarettes, from regular brands to the lights to the menthols, the pipe tobacco, the cigars, even the chew, you know, for the dippers out there.
Yeah, you know, the Southern dippers. I remember doing this. Now, Dr. King, I'm going to admit something in my childhood. See, one of my best friends from childhood, going back to elementary school, was a real farm boy. I mean, a great Southern farm boy. And I, you know, was introduced to the city slicker in me as a kid. I didn't know all this stuff. We went to his farm. He's like, hey, you want to try some of this? It's dip. I'm like, what is that? Dip doesn't look too appetizing. I put some of that stuff, I don't even remember what it was, you know, as they said, and I think I turned green. I mean, I was like, oh, man, I felt so nauseous. I was like, okay, that's enough. I had it. That was it. No more. But it was just one of those memories. You just flooded back in. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, well, mine was cools. Yeah, so these toxicities, we talked these 3,800 chemicals, you know, that are causing, you know, more addiction and more side effects and more devastating health issues. Now, so we smoked, you know, through an artificial smoker, through a water pipe, and collected these toxins and things in the tobacco. And then you make these high homeopathic potentizations, which is beyond the molecular level, so you're not tasting to smoke water.
No,
smoke
and you're not.
Water, maybe.
Yeah, you smoke on the water. You're not, and you're not adding to the toxic burden, of course, where we're talking about stimulating a reversal or a relinquishing of that which the body is holding on to.
Exactly. So now we've collected the energetic imprints of these toxins that the body can recognize and then better recognize these poisons and begin to eliminate these poisons and to even prevent those poisons from getting reaccumulated into their bodies.
Nice.
We've had some people that don't want to quit smoking. How about this one, Robert?
Yeah.
And so then what they do, they take the remedy to eliminate the negative effects of smoking, as well as eliminate the negative toxicities from smoking.
You know, that's a really good point you bring that up, because not everybody wants to quit, and we got to be honest about that. We can't force people to quit, and you're not going to make them quit just because you slipped. You know, people say, hey, can I use some of that homeopathic tobacco remedy addiction to make my husband quit? He's like, no, if you sneak it in his tea, it's not going to have an impact if he doesn't want to quit. But what you bring up is so cool that at the very worst, you're going to start relinquishing or detoxing some of the toxic components that are at the very worst are going to make him better. So this
exactly.
There's no downside. Even if you're smoking and don't want to quit, you can do this.
Yeah. You know, we've created parameters for safe sex. But now we have, you know, there's new parameters for safe smoke.
Yes, safe smoking. That's right. Now, safe smoking to me would be, like we talked about, the organic natural tobacco that doesn't contain the 3,800 extra stuff. But at the same point, like I said, we want to help people and of all walks of life. Now, if we're detoxifying them, they may find themselves in a better situation to feel less addicted as well. So there's no downside to doing the homeopathy in this case.
That's correct. You know, it's a win-win. We want to help everybody the best we can help them. And for those who choose not to quit smoking, you know, the next best solution is taking this product proactively.
Yes.
You know, for the rest of their life, smoking life.
Yeah.
To minimize, you know, the toxicities and the negative effects that smoking can have upon their lives.
Exactly. When we come back from this break on the Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Frank King, we're going to go more into some protocols. How do we integrate this into our lives? Those of you that are still smoking out there that want to reduce their smoking or eliminate it, or those that just want to continue smoking but would like to be, let's say, a little safer, if we can do that, and we can detoxify that from you. We're going to do that more after this break. Stay with us.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community.
It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little smoke on the water this Healing Revolution Friday as we're learning how to reduce our reliance on tobacco, those who are addicted. And, you know, these addictions, Dr. King, I mean, there are a lot of remedies that will work in a general way on addiction. You know, I've talked about pancreatic imbalances, cravings, whether they be for sugars and sweets, whatever. These things are all similar mechanisms that can cause us to jump into addiction, including cigarette addiction. So sometimes, you know, I'll bring the GTF chromium back into people and they're like, wow, my cravings for other things are stopping as well. So there are remedies that are universal for addiction, as well as a lot that is specific that we're talking about right now in terms of cigarette addiction.
Yes. You know, Robert, there's a lot of things, you know, you can integrate in and do with this to help with addictions. You know, there's general addictive personalities, and you can be addicted to a lot of different things. You know, you can be addicted to shoplifting. You could be addicted to, you know, drugs or alcohol or tobacco.
Yes.
Or sex.
Yeah.
Or any other obsessive compulsive behaviors.
And they all have something in common, which is the point of, you know, where I wanted to expand this, not only for people that are addicted to tobacco or cigarettes, but the addictive personality, how they can benefit by utilizing homeopathic medicine.
Yes. So, you know, homeopathic medicines have been well known, and they're actually, you know, FDA registered, all natural drugs, and we can make very specific and detailed claims about various things, such as addiction to tobacco, such as addictions to alcohol or to stimulants. You know, there's these even addictive personalities. You know, there's remedies here. Some of those we have in our smoke control formula, for example. And then we've also created something called Addictiplex, which is for those addictive personalities in general that can help break us free from addiction.
Nice. I'm so glad to hear about that, because so many people will benefit. And like I said, if you're using any of these other things, like people are doing these laser therapies, these patches and such, the gum, any and all of those things are not mutually exclusive. You can integrate the homeopathic medicine. Now, I would argue we could do it without all of those other things, but I'm not here to tell people what to do. If you find that you're getting some benefit, if you add the homeopathy into it, it may take you over the top. And all we need to do, or all you would need to do, as Dr. King has referenced, is have a genuine desire. It's not like if you don't want to, we can make you. That's not the point. You have to have the free will, and you do, to say, well, I'd like to reduce or eliminate this. You do that, then you're on your way. Now we can help you.
That's right. And there's nutritional things that can help with people here. You know, just good doses of vitamin C, you know, B vitamins, your antioxidants are all very helpful in curbing in any addictive desires, including smoking.
Right, right. Well, exactly. So these are fantastic options for people to integrate. Now, if we talk about utilizing this, you know, for me, I always said you start with first thing in the morning with a homeopathic medicine that may, you know, reduce that craving, so to speak. And even if you have a cigarette afterwards, don't think you've blown it. Just continue on. And then throughout the day as needed, I would encourage to use these remedies. Anytime you had the craving at the beginning, don't wait till it's uncontrollable. And, you know, you can utilize it frequently. There's no overdosing on the homeopathy in this context. And then as you know, seemingly reduce that, then you can space out the doses further. I mean, it's common sense, but the point is it's not like, you know, these nicotine patches and gums. You can overdose on those.
Oh, yeah, you definitely can. You can create more toxicity taking all this nicotine in with the gums and the patches as well. I mean, you know, those can be maybe used complementary for a short period of time. Certainly, you know, I found just going out and exercising, which is a good thing to do, getting an aerobic type of exercise going is a great way to all of a sudden, when your body starts really getting into oxygen, that is a good addiction to have. I don't want to run out of oxygen. I never want to give up breathing oxygen as long as I'm alive.
Right, exactly. Well, it's one of those precursors to life itself here on planet Earth. So, you know, reducing the availability of oxygen, that's another aspect of smoking. You know, you're replacing some of the receptor sites and reducing your efficiency with which you can utilize that which we need for life itself. So there's a lot of good reasons to reduce or eliminate your smoking. And, of course, today on the Healing Revolution, what we're doing is giving you that option that you may not be aware of. Most people, in fact, are not. They don't think homeopathy, how will I get over my addiction? Oh, yeah, homeopathy. We've got to start retraining ourselves because this may be the most profound tool you'll ever discover and utilize for that purpose.
Yeah, we just love, you know, the fact that, you know, homeopathy uses primarily herbs. Some of the top unique herbs are lobelia.
Yes, lobelia is excellent. By the way, I also use lobelia as a tincture in water. You know, it's not like you can't overdose on lobelia, so you have to be careful. Homeopathically, completely safe, but you can use as an adjunct to heal lung tissue. You know, a squirt of the tincture in the water, sip the water. And I've had people with all kinds of lung problems see the restoration of integrity, but the homeopathic lobelia, the perfect complement.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. You know, plantago, which is the plantain.
Yes. Yes.
Is a great remedy. Just some good, standard, simple remedies that people can utilize to help, or a formula that has, you know, a group of those products in there. You know, Staphylococcus sagria. And it's actually a homeopathic made from tobacco.
Tobacco.
Yeah, Thuja is a great remedy, as well as the Nux Vomica and the nicotinum that we, which is the actual homeopathically made nicotine. Yes.
You know, and what's cool about this, and remember, I think last week we brought up the Materia Medica for the first time for those that are really getting keenly interested in learning more about these homeopathic medicines. And you at King Bio have it available at, like, it was like $20. I couldn't believe how inexpensive you're making that material. This is a big book with lots of information. So you can actually follow along, you know, as we do these healing revolutions, because we'll always mention a couple of remedies every week that you can learn more about. And as we mentioned, lobelia, plantago as well. There's so many cool things you can start going, wow, look at the symptom pictures of that remedy. That's why he chose that. You know, and so you can learn a lot more by having the Materia Medica to follow along as well.
That's correct. You know, it should be standard reading, I think, in our school systems these days. And so we ought to, you know, talk to Ron Paul about that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe we can have Materia Medicas as part of the high school education. Of course, bringing education back into the realm of education instead of indoctrination, we are all for, of course. And part of the problem is that parents have been indoctrinated and maybe addicted as well. They tend to pass on these habits and traits to their children. Right? If it could be a food addiction, you know, a refined carbohydrate addiction, and then their kids, you know, grow up and have the similar thing, or they may tend to, you know, to express that addictive personality much stronger when they have these metabolic imbalances, nutritional imbalances.
Yeah, you know, something that does show up in certain people, the reason they get addicted also, there's certain molds that will show up in tobacco. They can, you know, actually create a mold addiction where they feel like they need mold. You know, that can happen. Mm. And so there's a mold control formula we have as well. And so if you found yourself living in a very musty or moldy back, you know, history, of certain places you may have lived or are presently living, definitely want to address this mold problem because it can relate to a lot of other health problems as well.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So we've got a lot of things to do here on the Healing Revolution. No shortage of topics to cover and people to detox as well. And in the Peace of Mind emergency kit that we put together, there is a whole body detox in there as well that can be used complementary to accelerate and open up the pathways of elimination. And anytime you do that, of course, it eases the pathway out of all the garbage that needs to leave the body.
That's correct. There's a one of the heavy metals that you accumulate when you smoke is cadmium. And so, being able to eliminate these toxins really helps break the addiction, because when the toxins get in there, it actually adds to the addiction and you almost become subservient to the toxins.
Right.
And so a toxic body relates to an addictive body.
Yeah, exactly. This is the reason why, the starting point. If anybody in healing, and I don't even care allopathic. I mean, I've interviewed doctors that have outgrown their training and now begin to start. They start with everybody by detoxifying them. And these are the people that understand the law of the terrain, clear the terrain. And thereby everything else that we do works better, and including and especially these issues of addiction.
Spot on there, Robert. Going back to this issue of bringing a proactive health enhancement lifestyle into our school systems, I think, is something that is really missing. We all know the more we get proactive with our health, the more we're going to prevent disease.
Yes.
and the more we're going to take away this cost intensiveness of health care from all the chronic disease management demands that are out there. So, it's all about, beginning at a young age. We know we have this smoke awareness thing taught in schools, but if we can get into a health program into the schools that gets them proactively involved in realizing that health is generated from within and not from the government,
yes.
If we get that program going, it would be a great thing, and where people can start to learn how to integrate a health care lifestyle that may optimizes their health and prevents disease, including, obviously, this whole tobacco issue that we see happening.
Well, that's why we're here every week doing the Healing Revolution with you. And I'm so grateful that we can do this together, covering topics that nowhere else in media do they cover in the depth the way we are able to do it. And also simultaneously bringing the tools that actually work. Those of you who have not done so yet, go to kingbio.com. I've got all the links up, including to the tobacco things we've talked about today, at robertscottbell.com, also through naturalnewsradio.com. You'll see the email alerts that come in if you put your email address there. And you can call 800-543-3245, 800-543-3245, Monday through Friday, Eastern time in the U.S., to connect with the great folks over there at kingbio.com. Dr. King, thank you so much for helping ramp up this healing revolution each week, and especially with what we did today. Man, it was awesome.
Yes, and where's the power at, Robert?
It's the power to heal, and it is yours, and we remind you every week. So thanks again, Dr. King. We've got lots more healing to do today. We'll continue the healing revolution next hour with a special new guest, Dr. Benjamin Thurman. And we're going to talk about many things, including how to unload or heal scar tissue, even if it's been around for a long time. This is going to be a fascinating interview. Stay with me. Oh, yeah. And the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness. And the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
candle's fickle flame. Hey. To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle's fickle flame. Hey. To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey. You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care, but when I need you, baby, baby, take the time to get to know me. If you want me, why can't you just show me? We're always on this roller coaster. If you want me, why can't...
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Excuse me? You want me to step aside? I've got a radio. I'm doing a show here. What are you doing? You're from the TSA. What are you doing here? I'm not flying a plane. I'm already in Vegas. I'm out of the airport. What are you doing here? I'm not even in a bus station. Come on, leave me. Hey, can you take the TSA out of here? They don't belong here. No, I'm 10th Amendmenting you. you have no authority here. Did you hear about this? Thank you. Yeah, out. Hey, welcome everybody back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Healing Revolution Friday. Sorry for that little disturbance there. The TSA, they don't think that they can't be anywhere or they can be everywhere. What is with them? Surprise! TSA now searching your car, subway, ferry, bus, and plane. Yeah, I mean, if you thought you could avoid the TSA scanners by not flying, sorry. They're setting these things up on Amtrak. They're setting these things up at bus stations. I mean, they're going to be fondling your gonads wherever you go until you defund them. In Texas, Governor Perry, who is a politician, he's not a Tea Partier, has actually put it on the special session. We'll see how far that goes. But when will the states have the guts to say no to the federal government and nullify them? Nullify them now. I mean, your daily commute, you're not going to be able to escape the TSA. You know, they requested for fiscal year 2012 additional funding. Why? Because they want, you know, more than 8,000 unannounced security screenings every year. They just want to show up. Oh, hello, you're making breakfast? Well, let me check your pants because you might have an unauthorized spatula in there. I mean, they're doing this with local law enforcement agencies. So, you know, the local law enforcement, they're loving the gravy coming back from the feds, which they just print up out of thin air. And then they bill your kids and grandkids, maybe even you, so that they can come in and show you who's boss. It's George Orwell's 1984. There's no escape except for the economy. And they're going to tank when they stop getting the funding. But for right now, they're still trying. This is part of the TSA's VIPR, VIPR program. They call it Visible Intermodal Prevention and Response. They started doing this back in 07, and it's grown. Currently, they only have 25 VIPR teams doing these impromptu searches. Now they want to get 12 additional teams. Never more. Just say no. Nullify them now, please. I mean, it's not for your safety, right? Security? No. They want your freedom. They're coming for your freedom. And you don't like it? Hand over your gonads right now. They're coming for them. Although one man at the Tampa screening said, and I've got a link up here to the Mother Jones article, he said he felt safer. VIPR operations are not without their naysayers. Yeah, you're right. Darn straight. One right here. Yeah, Natural News, Robert Scott Bell Show. We are naysayers now. because we don't want to be groped as we go about life. Yes, at a Greyhound station, they're doing the buses. They're targeting the Latinos now. They're going onto the trolley in San Diego. Oh my gosh, the terrorists are going to be on the trolley in San Diego. No, the terrorists are the government at this point. TSA stands for Terrorist Security Administration. We want to secure the terrorists. That's themselves. We want to strike fear into the hearts of all Americans. Well, we got a lot of healing to do. A lot of healing to do. Even though they're down in Brownsville, Texas, conducting unannounced inspections of private cars and trucks now. You've just been going along, hey, can we check your junk? Yeah, not in the trunk. They want what's in your pants. And of course, this is so much more than I can handle in one short segment, but I couldn't ignore it any longer here and even on the Healing Revolution Friday. I mean, it is a revolution that they are fomenting. Three-menting, two-menting, one-menting. Go, go, Robert, go. No, I mean, fomenting revolution. Literally, they want some kind of violent uprising. In the meantime, people won't be healthy enough to violently uprise anyway because they're relying too much on FDA-approved pharmaceuticals and drugs. How long till the TSA says, hey, you're not taking your drugs. We're securing your body with drugs. Is this the next logical step or illogical, irrational, unconstitutional step? Who knows? But suffice it to say, if you're not talking to your local state, you know, if you got representatives, senators, whatever on the state level to start nullifying the TSA, well, it might be time to pack up and leave the USA because it's become a prison society. More Americans, I think, per capita than any other country in prison. And the TSA is not helping things to be better in that context. But you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, so things are getting better. You're reading Natural News, so things are getting better. And I had a great visit to Dallas-Fort Worth back over the Memorial Day holiday weekend where I was a guest speaker at the Survivalist Conference. And by the way, this is the last day for the special deal to get all of the lectures, every one of the great topics that were covered at that conference. You just go to survivalist.com/go/RSB. Get the deal. It expires midnight tonight if you're listening to this live on Friday, the 24th of June. If not, check it out. They'll find a way to make it available for you, including one bonus lecture that I did on the endless medicine supply. So that's coming up as well. But first and foremost, I met Dr. Benjamin Thurman, an MD, a physician. And he even knows Austrian economics. You know this guy is cool. And we're going to cover a wide range of subjects coming up to wrap up the healing revolution today and ending up on the scar tissue issue. I've got a lot of questions about scar tissue. I've talked about silver preventing it. What if you already have it? Is there a way to get it? Get rid of it. We're going to find that out and lots more. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com, and naturalnewsradio.com. Put your emails in both places. We'll keep you up to date on all the powerful healing that is available to you. Coming right back with more powerful healing on this Healing Revolution Friday with Dr. Benjamin Thurman next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. all-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, going out and about as I do from time to time, I get to meet some great people around this planet, including those people that I met at the Survivalist Conference over the Memorial Day weekend in Dallas-Fort Worth. It was really cool. A lot of people from all walks of life, all backgrounds. One of the most interesting fellows I ran into was a physician, and his name is Dr. Benjamin Thurman. And he came to the lecture I did on, I don't even remember what I spoke on at that point. But Dr. Thurman, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Happy to have you on board.
Thanks, Robert.
Now, what was it that kind of sparked your interest in going to a survivalist conference as a physician? You know, are you looking, are you recognizing a lot of the things that are happening economically in this country? What was it that was opening you up to that?
Well, I read a lot of financial newsletters. It's one of my side interest is Austrian economics, and it's very much a pure free market theory. And I'm always wanting to see what the news writers are saying with respect to the economy,
right?
Compared to what the Austrians say about the economy, and there's a lot of skepticism out there that, you know, the green shoots just aren't happening, and that we may be in for a real double dip, and the next dip will be, you know, reminiscent of the Great Depression. So some people are calling this the upcoming Greater Depression or Greatest Depression.
Yes.
So anyway, with that in mind, I'm always looking to see, from the standpoint of medicine, you know, what I can do to prepare myself and my patients for a time when you know, we won't have available to us all the things that we have now because of the breakdowns in the economy, to the point where the trucks don't move and the goods don't get shipped and received. And so that's why I was interested in your lecture, talking about the silver hydrosol and homeopathics and things like that, things that are relatively inexpensive to acquire,
yes,
very simple to use, extremely safe. Yeah. And also effective.
Well, man, kudos to you. I definitely connected with you there. I enjoyed your energy and your openness to all of these things. And yeah, you know, I've been really thinking a lot about this. If we can think about all the millions, tens of millions, how many millions of Americans are actually dependent upon or perceived to be dependent upon pharmaceutical FDA-approved drugs that should, as we've talked about and you mentioned here, the Austrian economic viewpoint, we're looking at a major collapse of the economy. Suddenly, the economies of scale will not make available these very, quote-unquote, expensive patent medicines. And what do you do if you're dependent upon them and suddenly you don't have them? That's a disaster. And I'm encouraging people to start learning how to undo the disease rather than just manage it. And so the foresight that you're exhibiting is so rare that I understand now why I was connected with you there.
Yeah. I tell you, you know, everybody, we all have a different road that we travel. I really began this road back after I had finished my anesthesia residency in the 80s, I'd done a pain fellowship, and when I got it in private practice, I one day in the mail received a seminar being advertised for acupuncture training in San Francisco, and it was interesting. I was so profoundly moved by the preventive medical paradigm of Oriental medicine that I knew I could never go back, and so I knew on the plane coming home it was just a matter of time before I stopped doing anesthesia and started doing alternative medicine using things like acupuncture, herbs, and homeopathics.
Nice.
In my practice.
Now, Dr. Thurman, how have you, you know, in that transition in a, as a physician, integrated, if you've had to at all, with the state boards of medicine? Because very often they tend to attack and trump up charges. I've heard in Texas they've done this as well to physicians that, you know, have kind of tapered off on their prescription rates and transitioned into what you say more of a holistic integrative practice.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, you number one, you know, the first rule is do no harm, and so you've got to always make sure that everything that you do is safe. Secondly, they are very strong on documentation, and so a lot of the alternative practitioners have to be very, very careful that they document everything they're doing, right, why they're doing it, being very careful to correlate the, what the patient patient's symptoms and signs are, and that in reference to what they're doing by way of therapy, so that, you know, everything lines up. And I think that a strong medical record really helps you when you go before the medical board. I've actually been before them four times.
Yes.
And in the 25 years I've been doing this, and so the one time that they faulted me was because I didn't have sufficient documentation for what I was doing. You know, I've never hurt anybody, so none of my therapies and alternative medicine that I'm using has anyone been injured. But yeah, two of the complaints have been by envious colleagues. One was somebody who just happened to call the medical board with a question on something I was going to do, and that generated a chart review. And then the other one, I was actually turned in by the insurance companies because I was offering therapies that they didn't pay for, and they didn't like their insureds calling them complaining that, you know, my therapies are helping them, and why don't they cover these therapies? So,
yeah,
you in Texas, it's a real minefield, because you can be a chart review can be initiated on by a jealous wife or an
envious
colleague,
right,
or
yes,
you know, an insurance company. You can be outed by anybody, and they have no obligation. The board has no obligation to tell you who your accuser is. You just basically go and answer the charges, and so you know,
it's like a star chamber. I mean, it's a, you know, anonymous accusers, as well as you've mentioned jealous spouses. I mean, there's all kind of bizarre things that happen in there that make, you know, physicians very reticent to do what you are doing, which is, I think, the right thing. Taking an approach that first do no harm really matters. It means something. It's not just kind of something in history as well. I know the AAPS, was it the Association for American Physicians and Surgeons, is a really great group. They don't take any drug money, and they've actually fought this and are helping physicians around the country in this regard too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing that's helped me the most, I think, is just having good charting, good notes, good rationale for everything that you're doing. And always communicating constantly with a patient. Like I said, none of the four reviews that I've had with the medical board in Texas have been initiated by my patients. So it's all been some other third party that's gotten involved, because in Texas it doesn't take much at all to trigger, you know, a chart review.
Yeah, well, that's right.
But the thing that I would say, Robert, as far as you know, just speaking to what you mentioned a while ago, is if a student in the medical system right now, the first day student, walks in and they're introduced to drugs and surgery, their attitude is, well, drugs and surgery have always been the medical paradigm. That's the you think drugs and surgery have always been what people do,
right,
for disease and healthcare, and so therefore that's all there is, because that's what they're telling you that they do. You know, if you had another circumstance where you come in and they talk about homeopathy and herbs and acupuncture and other modalities like that along with drugs and surgery, you would assume that that has always been, you know, the way the medical paradigm works. So it's the initial introduction that this first day student has to the medical paradigm, and he or she accepts that as always having been. In other words, if drugs and surgery are presented on day one as the way medicine is practiced, then that's your reality going forward.
You know, Dr. Thurman, I've heard it said a miracle is a changed consciousness. I've had many friends that go through the medical school. Some have come out of it alive, some have not. One of my dearest friends is a pediatric surgeon. And over the years, when initially he came out, he was very programmed. Afterwards, he opened up as time has gone on, and now he integrates the silver hydrosol. He uses homeopathic medicine. I mean, it really is a nice thing to see that he can take the best of his training and integrate, just as you have done as well when you have had an experience that kind of overwhelms even your training. It doesn't happen for everybody. And like I said, that's why I'm always grateful to connect with people such as yourself. To show that they, you know, there are good healers out there, even within the allopathic field. And in that context, you know, as far as the things that you've learned, the things that you've done, for instance, homeopathy, energy medicine, silver, as you said, great concern I have is the over-reliance on the antibiotics. It's just, not only is it wiping out gut flora, but it's literally damaging and inflaming the lining of the intestines, which is creating, you know, I just interviewed Dr. Fred Pescatore. He's written many books on these subjects. He's a physician that's written on allergies and other things, gut health issues. And it's not like it's an unknown, but yet so much of the profession is stuck on this idea of anti, which is allopathic, fight against as opposed to work with.
Right. I remember when I first got introduced to the alternative paradigm, having been trained all the way. And by the way, I want to point out right away to you and everyone else listening that, you know, I don't regret at all my Western conventional training. It's been extremely valuable. But
sure, yes.
Having had the alternative training as well, I think makes me so much more complete in what I can offer to a patient as far as the repertoire that I have available to me. So
yes.
I just think they're both extremely valuable. But one of the early seminars I'd gone to was presented by a man by the name of Sid Baker. Sid is an internist. I don't know if he's still practicing, but this is back in the mid-80s. And he's an internist in the Boston area. And he said, now, this is the conventional paradigm. And what he has is he has modern medicine represented as a slide. And we're looking at this picture, and it's little Johnny riding down the street on his bicycle. And little Johnny is riding underneath a limb. And on the limb, there are these vultures. And one vulture is labeled hypothyroidism. One vulture is labeled diabetes. One vulture is labeled leukemia. And he says this is the conventional paradigm that we are exposed to, that, you know, you're riding along innocently, minding your own business, and all of a sudden you have or you get hit with this vulture that represents this disease. And so the point he was making is that the terrain is all, and he was trying to introduce us to the concept that if you have the right terrain, the disease will manifest, and it's something that you are doing, as Bruce Lipton says in his book, The Biology of Belief. Your
yes.
your lifestyle basically sets you up for the way your genes express, and even though you may have a gene for breast cancer, for example, that gene may never express if your lifestyle is and your lifestyle choices are totally health-related.
Yes. Isn't that stunning? I mean, when I first met Bruce Lipton many years ago, I was just blown away how this guy took, you know, from cellular biology and teaching in medical schools to opening up to the biology of belief, the biology of consciousness, and the fact that what you just said is so right, that the environment, you know, causes gene expression as opposed to having this predetermined or, you know, determinism type viewpoint where, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, you're set up because your parents had cancer and their grandparents had, you're going to get it too. And
exactly.
You know, this
Bruce
is what
refers to that as the central dogma of medicine. And
yes.
You know, ever since the Watson-Crick model of the DNA structure, the double helical structure of DNA back in 1953, going forward for the next three decades, it basically held center stage that if you know, have this particular gene, you're condemned, and it's gonna happen to you, and there's no way out. It's very fatalistic. And
yes,
he, as a cell biologist in a reputable medical center, with the experiments that he and others of his colleagues have done, have proven that, you know, a cell can exist just fine without a nucleus, as long as you're changing the media, providing the right nutrients, getting rid of the waste products of metabolism, that cell can go on indefinitely and thrive just fine without a nucleus. So what they were proving is that it's the environment, it's the terrain, it's the soil that determines whether or not disease expresses itself or remains suppressed.
Exactly. This is revolutionary from victim consciousness to one where we're empowered to walk through life realizing we're co-creating our lives. And that's
totally
what's so exciting, to go down to the level of science, which I loved science, I still love science, but so much of science in pharmaceutical, you know, realm is not really, it's more of economic and political science that's directing, you know, an outcome as opposed to saying, let's learn and let's find the facts and be, you know, the awesome discoveries that come from that. So it's changed and transformed. Again, now I understand more about your background here and having you now discussing Bruce Lipton as well, which is really exciting to me. So let's take a quick break here. We've got lots more healing to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Benjamin Thurman is my guest, and we're making a bridge to healing for everybody to hear, and I'm grateful for him to be here with us. Stand by. We're coming right back after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. naturalnews.com. Check it out.
Got a question for Robert? Call now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and great for the planet. From the oceans to our Arctic processing facilities to the store shelves, Nordic Naturals knows that natural doesn't only mean exceptional freshness, taste, and purity. It also means we work one-on-one with researchers and a select group of fishermen to make sure that we harvest only those fish species that are flourishing from seas that are abundant. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3 fish oil, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that our products are environmentally friendly. Call 1-800-662-2544 to receive a sample of our delicious fish oils or visit our website at nordicnaturals.com. Call 1-800-662-2544. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave
Scott,
and a decent
Scott.
Man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here we are rocking the health world, banking bridge to healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Benjamin Thurman is my guest. He's met him in Texas at the Survivalist Conference. And I'm really glad to connect with you on the air. I'm enjoying this immensely, the discussion. We were talking about Bruce Lipton, even off the air, about the wondrous things that suddenly come flooding in that make more sense than anything you can learn in school. And yet it's happening, and it's changing people, changing doctors, changing people all over the world for the better.
Yeah, just to extend for a moment, Robert, on what I was talking about, the paradigm shift for me was so dramatic when I was listening to Sid Baker's lecture, because he showed us the conventional paradigm of little Johnny being innocently, you know, riding along and being attacked by these various diseases out of nowhere. and all of a sudden he has leukemia or he has diabetes or he has hypothyroidism, and it's just, you know, it's like he has no skin in the game. He has no responsibility for the diseases that befall him. And what the other thing that's interesting too is the point that he was making, I thought was so interesting, is that he says that what conventional medicine does is they make the symptom the disease. So, for example, if your joints are hot and painful and swollen and your range of motion is limited, then you have arthritis.
Arthritis.
Your joints are inflamed.
Yeah.
And so you go to the doctor and you get a Latin term that describes your symptoms. And the symptom becomes the disease. And so the whole idea is to give you non-steroidal anti-inflammatories or disease-modifying drugs. And then if that doesn't work, you go to maybe steroids. And, you know, and then, you know, if it's really get really bad, maybe the whole joint is replaced at some time down the road.
Yeah.
And the point that he makes is the disease in conventional medicine is the symptom, whereas to those of us in alternative medicine, the symptom is not the disease. The symptom is just basically an indicator, the warning light on the dashboard that the engine is overheating. There's something wrong.
Exactly.
Out of balance. There's something not right in the chemistry and the terrain and the soil of this person that needs to be changed. And when you make that improvement or that switch toward balance, that symptom is no longer there. You haven't treated a disease. You've just basically changed the soil in which that symptom has emerged. But by confusing conventional medicine, confusing the symptom with a disease, we have an entire PDR, physician's desk reference book, of anti-this, anti-that. If you look at all the drugs, they basically are anti-drugs. And the analogy that he gave is if you're driving down the interstate at 70 miles an hour and the warning light on your dashboard indicates that your engine is overheating, you don't just pull off the side of the road, raise the hood, and clip the wire to the dashboard and then get back on the road and start driving 70 miles an hour. The first thing you do is you pull off the road at a gas station, and hopefully you get a knowledgeable mechanic who can figure out why your engine is overheating.
Exactly.
I use that as an example. It's kind of simple, but the point is that, you know, the symptom is not the disease. The symptom is basically your initial warning that something is out of balance, and our suppressive therapy, our anti-therapy, suppressive therapy, what it does is it causes the body to then choose another vent, another area where, for example, if you suppress the joints, then maybe the sinuses act up. If you suppress the sinuses, then maybe the airways become spasmodic. If you suppress that, then maybe the colon becomes inflamed. If you suppress that, then maybe you begin having palpitations. And so, but after a while of suppression, and misidentifying the symptom as the disease, and you have just some people come in just with a page of drugs that they're on. It looks like the PDR, and from all these symptoms that are being suppressed, finally, at the end game is when the body gives up and it says, "Look, I can't give you any more warnings. I'm tapped out here." Then you see the X-ray, you know, that has a spot on the lung.
Right,
and then you get the diagnosis, so I guess you've got cancer. So the point is that the cancer is like the final way when the body gives up and it says, I can't show you any more, you know, symptoms, any more signs of imbalance. Now here's a disease, here's the ultimate disease. And basically, if you read people like Andreas Moritz, he has an interesting spin on cancer. He says that the cancer is basically the tissue's ultimate effort to survive a toxic environment. Because if you look at all the cancers, and a lot of people that you talk to that do histochemistry and things like that, they will tell you many of these tissues that have the cancer are loaded with heavy metals, loaded with toxic chemicals, and the cancer state is the ultimate way that tissue is trying its last gasp effort to try to survive an extremely toxic environment.
Dr. Thurman, I don't even have to do anything. I just let you, just pull the ripcord and let you go. You're so you're nailing the, I'm just smiling here. And I'm loving hearing this. You know, I've talked about the law of the terrain for years. You know, in my lecture there at the Survivalist Conference, it's a big and important part, because people unconsciously, even if they've never thought about it, you know, operate under the assumption that the symptom is the disease.
Exactly.
And that the germs are the cause of the disease, never realizing that they upset the terrain and suddenly germs can express that you don't even have to catch. And also the whole idea of vaccination, which is, to me, a paradigm that's really, you know, born out of, again, a germ theory concept, the idea that you can artificially stimulate an antibody, which is a secondary immune response, not the primary one, and that suddenly you're going to be disease-free. Whereas, you know, if I give anything to vaccination, maybe you can correct me on this, I just say, well, maybe it can prevent the expression of disease, but it's not preventing disease. In fact, it's creating disease in your body by polluting your terrain, by bringing things in and violating the thousand or more layers of immunity that normally occur via normal exposure to the microbes as we grow and develop via, well, not all of us open our body cavities to the world and say, hey, come on in here, just like injecting it and doing it that way.
Right. Yeah, there is so much confusion over the vaccination issue, that so much misinformation, disinformation, that it's hard for anyone who doesn't read the history of this and read alternative explanations for what's going on. It's hard for them to make an intelligent choice. And of course, you know, conventional media is just constantly sledgehammering the population to get vaccinated to protect themselves. And
yes,
there's a lot of misinformation out there. One of the things that's so interesting too is if you look just for example at polio, if you track the epidemiology of polio worldwide, you know, we had the big Salk and Sabin vaccines in the mid-50s. And they thought, oh, good, but, you know, these vaccines are extremely effective. After all, the incidence of polio is going down. And what's interesting, if you look at the incidence of polio in Europe, for example, if you the French kept real good records on the incidence of polio all during the 50s and 60s, their curve tracks ours the curves are almost superimposable on the incidence of polio. Guess what? The French didn't vaccinate.
Yeah, well, exactly. If we look back at the history of what was going on here, in fact, the only cases supposedly of polio that were occurring were happening in vaccinated populations at the point of where they said, well, it's basically eradicated. And, of course, many of these diseases, including polio, were on the decline. There have been some physicians and scientists that have argued that they never even isolated a specific polio virus, that it was just debris in a debris field that they basically, you know, took the feces of animals or monkeys and injected them into the brain to create paralysis and kept. I mean, there's some bizarre stuff, but you really have to look past the so-called superficial history books to go to the heart of this, and that's what I've tried to do over the years, so that we can walk through life with our eyes open, as opposed to being like we are now, for the most part, manipulated into believing a version of history that may not be accurate at all.
Right. The truth is that the incidence of these killer diseases, diphtheria would be another one, that, you know, if you look at the public health records in the larger cities, what you see is as health and sanitation efforts improved,
yes,
then these diseases just naturally went away on their own. As nutrition improved and people were better fed and better mm-hmm. clothed mm-hmm. and had better shelter and
yes.
pure water and sanitation,
yes.
sewage and things like this improved, you have a lessening of the incidence of these diseases automatically without any, you know, vaccination, public health measures for vaccination going on.
Right, right, exactly. And now I am concerned about recurrent, or let's say a new pandemic occurring. Now, I've been making fun of the CDC for years, Julie Gerberding, who left the CDC and eventually now heads Merck's vaccine division. But I've been making fun of them because they say, oh, the next virus is going to be the worst one ever. And for the most part, could see it right through it, that it wasn't going to be the case. But they were promoting a vaccine campaign. Now I am concerned about a return to a pandemic simply because there are so many toxins assaulting the terrain. And on top of this now, we've got mass radiation leaking still out of Fukushima. We've got other issues around the world that are absolutely, attacking the terrain, weakening it, damaging the thyroid to the point where we may as a species become so weak that there is a pandemic, not because there's a strong super virus, for instance, but because we have become so weak due to the terrain assault.
That's right. And on top of that, you have the genetically modified food.
Yes.
You've got the problem with the iPhones, which are creating tremendous amounts of EMF pollution.
Yes.
So because basically the users are basically being they're doubling as receivers and transmitters,
right,
for any signal between a user and the tower. So it's like the signal is being amped up by users that are in between who have their iPhone on. So it's, you know, these kinds of EMF pollutions, genetically modified food, that we're not sure exactly. The trouble with the vaccines is they create such immunoconfusion because if you have the, for example, the thimerosal, which is a organic mercury compound that is basically the thimerosal is changed in the body to converted in the body to ethyl mercury. Ethyl mercury is extremely lipid soluble, and what it tends to do is it tends to bind to sulfur groups on proteins and on sulfated amino sugars. And to the extent that it binds to proteins, the sulfur groups and proteins, it changes their epitope, in other words, their antigenic look, and so the immune system is confused. You know, is this friend or foe? And that's over and above what they do to, you know, blocking the catalytic side of enzymes. And so you have their metabolic consequences. And, you know, aluminum is in all the vaccines.
Right.
Mercury is in some, but aluminum is in all of them. And, of course, the devastating effects of aluminum on the nervous system, because it's basically stripping the phosphate groups off of our phosphatidylcholine lipid wrapping. Myelin wrapping of the nerves, and so it's basically, you know, creating a lot of fraying of the wires, a lot of shorts in the wires, so to speak.
Yeah, well, hence a lot of the neurological degradation diseases
exactly.
We're seeing, you know, due to the heavy metal toxicity, the organophosphate pesticides. As we talked about, EM field disruptions, mercury from the tooth fillings that are still being put in, as well as the vaccines and other exposures to these heavy metals. And then these deplete all the nutrients, again, affecting the terrains, not only the pollution, but the binding of the good things that would counteract those pollutants. That's another story as well. Now, you know, when I was talking at the Survivalist Conference where we first met, again, a lot of the emphasis on the terrain, the detoxification protocols, as well as how do we heal tissue that has been chronically damaged and inflamed. You have already developed a lot of strategies in your practice as well, and you've even experimented with silver. We talked silver hydrosol as well. I thought it'd be nice to hear from you how, you know, if you've integrated any of these new strategies and what you've seen and where you think things are going.
Well, my trouble was that I had always heard of silver. With respect, of course, to sylvadine as far as, you know, burn wounds in my conventional medical training. But then beyond that, for a number of years, colloidal silver was all the rage. And I think of a colloid as basically a proteinaceous kind of molecule where the colloid is the protein that has, because of the amino acid content of the protein, has various charges plus and minus off of it. And so the silver was attached to the silver being in a plus one valence was attached to the negatively charged amino acids in the protein, and therefore the colloidal silver. But when you introduce the concept of silver hydrosol, that was totally new to my way of thinking. I'd never heard that before. And so that's why just in the several weeks since we met at the conference, I have been looking at that. It tests well energetically, and I'm anxious to see going forward what sort of response my patients have to it.
Yeah, it's really exciting because I'm not opposed to technology at all. It's just the way I've seen a lot of technology is devoid of consciousness, right? It basically corrupts and conquers as opposed to working with and supporting. And that's what I saw with the silver hydrosol technology. It kind of released something that has been available to us throughout history, and it's just a normal constituent of the planet itself. And, you know, for me as a homeopath that works on drainage or detoxification, it was very concerning to me if I was to work with any silver to find a form that wasn't going to add to the toxicological burden. And that kind of opened my eyes to say, okay, now let's explore the properties. Let's see what it does. Listen, we need to take a break. Can you stay with me another segment?
Sure.
Dr. Benjamin Thurm is my guest, and I'll let you know his website as well. Those of you who are in Texas or would like to travel to Texas, see a guy like this. We'll let you know how to do that as well. Stay with me. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All-natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now.
That's 1-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down under price and free shipping right now at 1-stop-health-shop.com. That's 1-stop-health-shop.com.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's a fascinating discussion with Dr. Benjamin Thurman. Again, met him first and foremost at the Survivalist Conference out in Dallas, Texas, Memorial Day holiday weekend, and we've had some discussions since then. Really enjoying the energy that he brings to this equation and healing and making a bridge for all of us to access. And Dr. Thurman, you know, we talk about integrating new things, the openness to new things. I mean, that's really, for me, one of the most amazing things, that when you find a person that's actually open to learning at already at high levels of learning. You know, I had to unlearn all of my training to learn homeopathy, to be able to move forward and heal my own body and then help so many others. And, you know, I said, if I ever shut down to being open to new stuff, I told my wife, you have permission to hit me over the head. Because at that point, it's all over. What's the point? So this is so much fun. The things you've been actually relating as well, confirming all the things I've found for so many years. Now, moving forward to practicality, we talked about integrating silver. We've talked off the air about the issue of cavitations. You know, I've had Hal Huggins on the program, talked to a lot of holistic dentists as well as the issues of scar tissue and how that affects. Let's talk about those two things in our final segment together.
Well, one of the things that I've learned over the 25 years of doing this, Robert, is that when people come in and they've had a problem for a long time, in other words, it's not just something that developed 6 weeks ago. It's things that they've had for on the order of years. One thing that's impressed, and sometimes decades, what impresses me is that the longer you have a problem, the more problems you tend to accumulate on top of that that keep the original problem from ever rebalancing itself. And so there are layers, if you will, of issues that you often have to deal with and treat for the original problem to resolve. A good example would be someone with just a joint pain, or say, for example, a functional issue, like, for example, a problem with their bladder, or a man problem with the prostate,
right,
where you have the inflammatory issues, the frequent urination, the pain, the getting up in the middle of the night. They can't sleep as well. They can't get into deep sleep, and that affects their energy the following day, and they're just zombies. And so as you look at them, what I see, and other practitioners who do this also see, is that there may be an emotional component, a deep seated emotional component, oftentimes with the urogenital system. Of course, it's fear and paralysis of the will, and you need to go back to that event where that initially happened and just basically make them live, feel through that event. And I use different colors of glasses that represent the different chakras so that that color is resonating with that feeling. And also I get the eye movements, either eyes going up or down, or eyes going to the side, or eyes going on a diagonal, because the eye tracking seems to resonate with the where the memory is stored. And if you can
right.
download that, then that core belief releases, helps release blockage to healing that problem, whether it's in a joint or in the lung or the bowel or the sinus or wherever the problem is. And so in addition to that, I also have noticed that scars, either surgical scars or traumatic scars, so scars can be a significant interference field. In other words, they can interfere with the healing of any particular problem and be contributing to the resistance of that problem
right.
to healing and seeking rebalance.
Well, Dr. Thurman, when we talk about scars or even adhesions, surgical sutures where the wounds have occurred, it's like wounds inside the body, wounds outside the body, the healing has not happened fully. The body has not restored itself to what it was previous to that. You know, that's one of the things that I was so fascinated about using silver initially.
What I was coming to is that the acupuncture grids, uh-huh. to the extent that they run primarily north and south on the body, if you have a scar that goes across that grid,
yes.
you're blocking the energy
right.
that flows through there. And what we found is that injecting that with – I use procaine, and then I follow that with ozone. But the idea – because ozone, of course, just activated oxygen. So what it's doing is it's basically disrupting the scar and inducing the fibroblast to literally remodel the scar.
Nice.
And as you remodel the scar – the energy can flow through that meridian, mm-hmm. and it will seek its natural homing place, which is to the internal organ that the meridian is named for. And so the idea is that by causing a remodeling of the scar, you're reestablishing the flow of energy in that particular network. And it's very important to do that because a lot of times the scar can be the key,
right.
the key interference field that prevents healing from occurring.
Well, and decades later, you can see diseases that are not normally associated or related suddenly popping up, and you know it's because the energy meridians were disrupted, and of course that will also affect the flow of movement, if you will, of molecules as well, because we know energies and molecules. But this is fascinating because I've utilized homeopathic cilicia for scar tissue that's already existed. I talk about preventing scar tissue by the use of the silver releasing, like Dr. Robert Becker in his book, The Body Electric, found that you can accelerate tissue growth. And now we have peer-reviewed literature showing how you prevent the or limit the scarring potential of new or fresh wounds, whether they be surgical, internal, or external. And so, but, you know, I've always been concerned of how can we accelerate the restoration of integrity of tissue that has had these adhesions or scars that could precipitate further problems down the road. So this is fascinating. Now, when you use procaine, this is not homeopathic, this is an allopathic thing to inject. I would always right. utilize a homeopathic form of that to help the body dissipate and detox as well. You know, like a lot of the dental painkillers, carbocaine and such, same thing. I would help detoxify patients coming from the dentist to cleanse that stuff much more rapidly. But here's a case where we can utilize an intervention to undo something that is very difficult to undo.
Right. I always give people the example of what's happening beneath the surface because, you know, people are just basically concerned with what they see on the skin. And if you could think of the body, have your eyes as a microscope and going beneath the skin to the fascial planes and the muscle underneath the skin where the scar is located. I give people the example of the tablecloth. If you just have a tablecloth that's nicely spread, evenly spread across the table, and you just go to one corner and you crinkle it where you just sort of ratchet the tablecloth, you see the lines of tension radiating out across the tablecloth itself. That's what's basically happening in the tissue underneath the scar.
Mm.
And it can, many times, for example, I've treated people with an appendectomy scar, so that's in the right lower quadrant of their abdomen,
yes.
and their left shoulder pain will go away. Or you'll treat a hernia scar and their back pain improves. So the point is that what that's telling you is that it actually has a physical, mechanical, anatomical explanation, because if you look at these lines of tension as they radiate through the myofascial planes, you can have a problem in one area of the body, one quadrant of the body, affecting another part of the body at a distance, and just have amazing resolution of the symptoms just by injecting the scar. And
right.
so people are always amazed how, you know, many times I don't even come near the area that hurts. I'm treating something at a distance, and the problem is resolving. And the other thing that speaks to that too, that you mentioned a moment ago, is problems in the jaw. When
yes.
you have a cavitation or you have a pulpitis or something in the jaw itself, where there's an energetic disturbance in the jaw, you can have a huge impact on distant parts of the body by resolving those infected areas of jaw, those areas of dead bone.
Right.
And the bone is actually ischemic, or in other words, avascular. So in other words, the microbes that live there are very anaerobic in their physiology. And so they, you know, bacteria have got to poop like people do, and that's their ferments. It's the ferments of the bacterial metabolism that get into the blood and oftentimes create problems at a distance.
Sure. Law of the terrain again, as we see, the pollution's got to go somewhere. It's going to be taken elsewhere, but the body is not able to handle it as well due to a lot of reasons. And you know, a lot of this is precipitated or preceded by these so-called root canals where they destroy the root. And, of course, you have dead tissue now. What do you expect is going to happen? That's a big problem.
Right. So when I first was introduced to this, you know, we don't learn this in medical school. So the first thing I thought when I first heard the concept of cavitations and these what are called NICO lesions, neuralgia-inducing cavitational osteonecrosis, which is basically the Latin for you've got dead bone that's infected.
Yes.
And when I first learned about it, I assumed that what was happening was the bugs were, you know, getting loose into the bloodstream and causing a bacteremia and going to, you know, if you have something, a problem in the jaw, then it goes to the heart valves or it goes to the kidney, the bacilli, or it goes to the joints. And actually, that's not happening. What's actually happening is the bugs don't want to get anywhere near the blood. They don't want to get anywhere near the white blood cells. And patients have an insight on this because I'll find cavitation on them. They go, well, I don't have any trouble with that part of my jaw. I don't have an abscess. And so they're always thinking in terms of an abscess, but understand an abscess is where the white cells have come in contact and are doing battle with the bugs. And then you get swelling and tenderness and redness and heat and all of these things that would bespeak an acute infection. The cavitations typically are silent, and they are not causing any of these symptoms of acute inflammation. And so that's why it was difficult for me to get it in my head that this could be such a problem, because, you know, you're used to infection equals abscess.
Sure. No, it's fascinating.
It's a totally different paradigm.
Now, I've worked with some innovative dentists and doctors that have actually experimented utilizing the silver. We've talked about injecting it directly into the site, of course, to reduce the microbial burden very, very safely, and then start cleaning up all the other aspects, increasing detox pathways, opening them up again. And we're seeing people come out of it. But, you know, the root canal being a very dangerous source for this kind of thing to happen, and the cavitations occur. So I'm just pleased as you can be to we've covered this issue as well and talked about some solutions. Now, clearly, there are going to be a lot of people going, dude, how do I see a Dr. Ben Thurman? There's not one in my neighborhood. But I'm sure people are coming from all over to see you once they hear about you because of the innovative things you're doing.
Well, it's interesting, Robert, that people are we have a sort of a one-stop shopping drive-through mentality about medicine the way we do about hamburgers. And so it's like if you want a quick fix for a problem that's been there for decades, you're probably not going to find it here, because oftentimes we have to go through layers. Again, we mentioned scars. We mentioned the cavitational issue. We mentioned some core beliefs, some toxic feelings and beliefs that may be getting in the way. Nutritional things are huge. So, you know, it's one of those things that chronic problems tend to have multiple layers to them.
Right.
And if you want quick fix, drive through, you know, fast food medicine, this is not where you want to be.
No, but I think the people that listen to this show definitely are beyond that or getting beyond that, and I greatly appreciate connecting with you on this. Let me, everybody, if you want to learn more about Dr. Thurman and his work, I've got the website linked at robertscottbell.com with today's blog update, as well as those of you who get the updates through naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email there, and you'll get your daily updates and alerts. But the website is called Rejuven-S1. I'm going to spell that for you if you're listening now. Rejuvenes1.com. Don't worry if you didn't hear it fast enough. It's on the robertscottbell.com website, the blog update, as well as those of you who are in the Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth area or the Texas area, and you want to call, see if you can make an appointment, 817-850-9911. 817-850-9911. Dr. Thurman, I'd really love to follow up with you on some more of these innovations, and as you're integrating some of the silver stuff as well. I mean, fascinating background that you have here, and I love what you're doing.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, that's Dr. Benjamin Thurman here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Very cool interview. Enjoyed it a lot. Thank you as well to Dr. Frank King for an awesome healing revolution, and also to my humble and lovable producer, Don. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out. Counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com, where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.